Okay, good evening. This is the meeting of the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee. It's January 13, 2014. I'm the chair, Bob Lederer, and our secretary, Michael Novick, will now please call the roll.
Okay, Lorna Elias from WPFW. Jessica Polinar, KPFT. She was present a second ago.
Jessica?
Yeah.
You got someone here?
Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you. Carolyn Burton, I think, asked for excused absence. Fred Blair, KPFK. I guess Lydia Brazon, KPFK.
Here.
Adriana Cassanese, KPFT.
Here.
Anita Diaz, WPFW.
Present.
Mark Hernandez, KPFA, is ill. Cynthia Johnson, KPFA. Hank Lamb, KPFT. Bob Lederer, the chair from WBAI, is here. Michael Novick, secretary from KPFK, is here. Jeremy Taylor, I'm not sure he's still a member. I think he's missed too many meetings. Margie Wilkinson, KPFA.
I'm here.
And Bruce Wolf, WPFW.
Here.
So we have 8, and that's a quorum.
Okay, thank you, Michael. All right, it's good that we're finally going to move forward after some difficulty reaching quorum for a bit of time. So let me read out my suggested agenda, and then we can discuss it. So what I have is first, approval of the September minutes of the Elections Committee for 5 minutes. Second, a report from the timeline working group and a discussion of what we should do to move forward from that. I'm suggesting 30 minutes, but that could definitely be extended if need be, because that's the real hard work that this committee needs to engage in. Next, number 3, next steps on cost-cutting measures and drafting a request for proposals. I'm suggesting 60 minutes for that. And then just taking a look at the date of the next committee meeting, which we have previously set for 2 weeks from tonight, Monday, January 27th, but just discuss very briefly whether we need to adjust that or just keep it as is, and then any new business, with a time certain adjournment of 10:30 p.m. Eastern. So are there any amendments or discussion about that proposal? Okay, well, hearing none, is there any objection to adopting this? Hearing none, then the agenda is adopted, and we'll go to the first item. Now, I posted Michael Novick's minutes from the September meeting. I posted it a couple times, including 2 days ago. So does anyone have any corrections or amendments to those draft minutes?
I have a question. I'm trying to, give me a second. I'm pulling it up.
Yep.
Oh, man. I was at the bottom.
By the way, if anyone else wants to look on, I posted this yesterday at 11:17 p.m. That's Eastern.
On the last paragraph, it says Mr. Novick suggested, this is like halfway down the paragraph, Mr. Novick suggested that the only place to significantly reduce the LES workload would be by eliminating individual carts for the election, which would also reduce friction with station staff, et cetera, et cetera. So my question is, did we act on that suggestion, Michael, or was it just
your proposal? No, there was no vote or...
It was just your proposal.
Yeah, just the menu.
Okay.
Can I strike it?
I would actually suggest...
Some people like only business.
Right. I think Benito's question is useful, and I think it might be helpful to clarify by adding a sentence after that saying, no action was taken on this suggestion.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Just so the record's clear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, any other questions or comments about the minutes? Well, first, is there any objection to the additional sentence I suggested? Okay, hearing none, then that's added. Anything else? Okay, hearing none, then... is there any objection to adopting these minutes? Okay, hearing none, they are adopted, and we can move on. And by the way, for those listening, the person who kindly agreed to be timekeeper is Nancy Zabaratomi. And she is not a member of the committee, but she's a member of the working group that we have. So she won't be participating, but just helping out. All right.
Also for the stream, I'm out of order, but...
Go ahead.
Yeah, just for purposes of the stream, I would like to suggest that perhaps or hopefully the Fuhrer Roberts will forgive me. But, like, maybe Nancy should be a member of this committee, since she actually participates, as opposed to some of the folks that are officially on the committee and never come to the meetings.
Well, that's a lovely thought, but unfortunately the bylaws doesn't see it the same way. So, all right. So,
like I said, I knew I was out of order, but...
Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's go on to the reports from the Timeline Working Group, and... let's start with 30 minutes, Nancy. And Michael, you want to start by summarizing the report that you filed on behalf of the group on December 22nd.
Okay, give me a second because
sure.
I'm trying to take minutes of what's happening.
No, of course, take your time. And while he's doing that, who else on this current call was on... either of the, I believe there were two conference calls in the last couple months of this working group. So who else was on either of those calls?
Myself and Bruce last time.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. And Michael.
Michael.
Yeah.
Okay.
Last one anyway.
What about the one before that? Was anyone else? I thought there was one other person who had joined.
I think Lydia had been on one of those other calls.
Okay.
If I
remember
right.
Well, at the end, we're going to get to the question of who might be willing to join in going forward, because there's going to be a bunch of work ahead of us. But Michael, are you ready?
Okay, yeah. So I have my mind up here from that meeting. We basically put in some different, not benchmarks, but actions need to be taken to make sure the election could happen as currently scheduled starting in June and working from the bylaws timeline. So basically, in January, the ED needs to post the opening for the National Election Supervisor, and the ED should also direct the general managers of each of the five stations to arrange for a validated list of members in good standing in both categories of membership list and responses and paid and unpaid staff. Between January and March, the local station boards should try to seek some possible nonprofit clean elections type groups who might take on some or all the tasks of a local election supervisor at low or no cost. The general managers have to supervise the development of clean dedupe lists of members in good standing with current physical and electronic contact information. And so the GMs have to assign responsibility for that process to take place. It should also serve to be a mailed notice to the members about their option to opt for a paper ballot or the electronic ballot. And we suggest that during that time period, January and March, the PNB and the Elections Committee of the PNB would assist in the development of a request for proposals for ballot counting, including requirements of integrating paper ballots with e-voting. In March, the executive director has to hire the National Election Supervisor for 2014. That's mandated in the bylaws. The GMs would produce the clean office, clean membership lists and submit them to the national office. the foundation is required by the bylaws and the California Corporations Code to maintain a list of its members at its headquarters. And the National Election Supervisor would dedupe the entire list to make sure that people are only in one membership category at one station. In other words, if you're voting as a member, as a staff member at one station, that's your only membership. You can also be a listener at another station. Or if you're a listener at several stations, you have to pick one to be a listener member of. The RFP would be released for seeking bids through the balloting process and possible RFP for selected tasks of the local election supervisor. And then in coordination with that second request for proposals, the NES would post openings for the five local election supervisors. Between April and May, the NES will recommend that he would hire the local election supervisors. June 1st, the bylaws mandate that the election process begins with the opening of nominations for delegates in both classes of membership. So all of that should be announced on the station website, the national website, and on air. And the email notifications you sent to all members. And then, shortly thereafter, the LESs have to, you know, in a timely fashion, make sure that people have filed the nominating papers with the correct signatures and compare them to the actual membership. That gets us into the point where everything is clearly spelled out in the bylaws about the dates for everything that needs to be happened. In a timely fashion to conduct the election from that point. So that was the proposal. The cost-cutting measures proposed at this point are mainly around trying to correct the mailing as soon as possible and see if we can get assistance with the LES task so that the local election supervisor might be a less costly position. There was a, we didn't talk about this, but I know there is a bylaws amendment that would reduce quorum and therefore increase the likelihood of reaching quorum and save money on that end if by eliminating the need for extensions, which got very costly. The other thing would be to look at the tasks of the local election supervisor. That's the last time we didn't get to that in the work group.
Okay, are you finished, Michael?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very much for that detailed report, and I thank the group for all the thinking that went into spelling out all those details. Do either of the other two working group members want to add anything or make any comments?
Benito.
Yes, go ahead.
There was one other thing. In terms of cleaning up the list, we also have to make sure that, you know, in terms of that, what I'm talking about, in terms of somebody being only counted on one election. In other words, if we're, and this happens more, at least at our station, it happens with programmers. You're a programmer, so you're supposed to, or theoretically, you participate in a staff election, but then you become a member. So then you get a ballot as a programmer, and you get a separate ballot as a listener. So that needs to be cleaned up. And we did mention it. I remember we discussed this.
Yeah.
Right. Well, if I may, I think that this is Bob Letterer. I think the when it says in item 2 under January to March, GMs will supervise the development of a clean dedupe list of current members to the standing. I think that maybe that should be spelled out explicitly to clarify that there's two kinds of deduping. There's the internal within the listener list and the staff member list, and then there's the deduping between the two lists.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Okay. Bruce, did you want to add anything?
No, I think that pretty much is what we had discussed.
Okay. Well, let me just add a couple of facts for context. One is that while Michael, of course, is correct that this is that the dates for things to happen, such as nominations opening June 1st and so forth, beyond that, are set in the bylaws. They're set in terms of the second of a three-year cycle, which would have been last year, i.e. 2013. And it was the Pacifica National Board that voted to violate that provision and simply declare that everything will be moved backwards by 1 year. So it's not in compliance. This new schedule is not in compliance, but at least, you know, the elections committee is saying is at least you need to adhere, you know, if you're going to be a year behind, then at least adhere to those dates a year later. All right. So, and the other just factual thing to point out is that the date, what's called the record date, which is the deadline by which all members, or let me phrase it as the cutoff date to become a voting member for what's now the 2014 election, there's a little bit of leeway in the bylaws as amended 6 years ago. So now there's a 15-day window subject to the discretion of the National Election Supervisor, and that window runs from June 15th to July 1st, essentially, or to June 30th, I guess. So, you know, it's obviously the planning. It would be wiser for the managers to be planning that by June 15th, all of the databases are in order and cleaned up. And then if there happens to be an extension, then, you know, so be it. But that's the latest it can go. Again, assuming that you're dealing with this timeline, which is a year delayed. All right. Well, let me ask the working group members first and then anyone on the committee what you think would be the most useful next step that the committee could take on this.
Well, this is Bruce.
Yes.
I got to admit, I'm not really sure what the answer to that is because I'm not really clear on what the will of the PNB is going to be.
Well, what would you like it to be?
Oh, if we could, my feeling is if things were right, yes, the PNB would make it a matter of top priority to make sure that they meet the right deadline. So it would start with beginning the search for the National Election Supervisor, and yes, it should start giving directives to the stations to make sure their membership lists are getting cleaned up. I would think those two things definitely should be attended to without delay. Even if the hiring of the National Election Supervisor isn't for another couple of months, the search should be going on. I mean, there should be, you know, the things that they have to do to announce the position and stuff. Because that the National Supervisor has to be on board early enough to appoint or find the local election supervisors, assuming that there will be some. So, I mean, we're going to, you know, make sure all the rest of the, the election is going to be organized in a proper way so we know that come the period for the candidates to start going through the nomination process will be on time, and by June 30th, that will be done, and, you know, so forth. So that's what I would say. I don't have any feeling. I don't know what the PNB is willing to, you know, to make the elections, a top commitment for them. You know what I'm saying? In other words, instead of just keep pushing it down on the agenda and not attending to it.
Well, if I may, I think that our role as an advisory committee to the PNB is to recommend what we think is the most prudent course of action. Mm-hmm. So perhaps we can start with your very valid point, which is to pass a motion formally urging that the ED move forward immediately on posting the job so that the hire can indeed come about in March as, mm-hmm. Again, I hesitate to say as it's supposed to because it was supposed to be a year ago March, but you know what I mean.
In the new world.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah,
I agree. That's,
yeah. So does anyone else? Go ahead, Lydia.
So the PNB has voted to seat the new board on January 30th. And part of the thinking behind that, besides the fact that that's what the bylaws say, is to help create the agenda, which for the in-person meeting, which is supposed to start on February 7th. Now, there are some members of this committee who will be, the meeting, by the way, for those who don't know, will be in Washington, D.C. And so we have a couple of the members on this committee who can also speak to this at that meeting. And I would urge them to do it as well. I mean, we as directors will do it, but since we're crafting the agenda and at the beginning of the public session is when we have that and public comment, so we can advocate. I certainly will, and I'm sure Benita will, that as we craft the agenda to move this up as an issue of priority, and we can air information at that time as well.
Yeah. Does anyone else want to comment on what's the best way to get this hiring process underway?
Oh, I'm sorry, Bob, but I do agree it needs to be a motion.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else? All right. Well, I'm looking for the motion we passed last year that was, I think, pretty similar to what I'm suggesting we need now, so we can probably just replicate that wording. So I'll keep looking for that. While why don't we move on to other aspects of the working group's report, and then we'll return to the question of crafting a motion on a hiring process. So the next point was directing the GMs at each of the five stations to arrange for a list of all members in good standing in both classes, listeners and staff. Now, Michael, refresh my memory. Didn't we talk about informally approaching our managers at each station to try to encourage them to do that, or was there more to our last conversation?
I think we did talk about approaching the managers informally. I'm not sure how much of that's been done.
Well, let's ask right now.
Sure.
Did anyone on this call talk to their manager in the last few months about cleaning up the database?
I did at KPF. Okay, I don't think we've done any mailing beyond the, it was probably a year in mailing, so I was expecting to talk to the manager about what the results of that showed, but I think we just changed our manager this morning, so I have to get back to that. I did try to assist him in getting the unpaid staff list updated by sending it out to everybody I knew on the unpaid staff, and quite a few errors turned up. But I haven't checked back. Everybody who contacted me and said somebody was missing or somebody was there who didn't belong, I urged them to contact the general manager and clean it up, but I didn't follow up again on what happened as a result of that.
Okay. Well, for people at other stations, what do you think of this idea of just informally approaching GMs and asking if, you know, reminding them that the PNB previously last year passed a motion that we recommended that they pass, asking the GM or asking the ED to ask the GMs to start working on cleaning up the database?
Benito Zuzak.
Yes.
You know, I think we all would agree that most, if not all, of these managers could care less what the PNB, not to speak of the LSB, but what the PNB thinks or says or votes about anything. And so I think that the only way we're going to get any kind of action, if at all, is by having the PNB direct the IED to order them to do ABC. So I think we need a motion, or maybe we could attach it, to the meeting, I mean, the motion that you're looking for, Bob. It doesn't matter either way. But I think we have to put it in motion. you know, some kind of, put together a motion or an addendum to the motion we have, saying that the PMB directs, that the election committee, strongly urges the PMB to, direct the IED to order the GMs to do, you know, clean up the list. By X date.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
No, that's cool.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean this.
Okay, read down, Benito?
Yeah.
Okay, Lydia?
So I think as a separate motion, there should be a recommendation to the PMB that they include in the evaluation of the general manager, that the ED include in the evaluation of the general manager, a substantially weighted portion of that evaluation, significant enough for it to catch their attention, as to the cooperation in relation to the election, which includes the listing, it includes making sure that there are the on-air, forms, et cetera. So, total cooperation, and that should be as part of their evaluation.
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
If I don't mistake, I remember last year, when I was listening to the PMB meeting, was there an emotion that the PMB passed that the ED will do exactly that, talk to the general managers to clean that list, because they say there that will be a double, serving a double purpose. I mean, keeping, you know, what the bylaws said that we are supposed to be, you know, have a clear record and an accurate record of membership, and for will be used for elections and for, fundraising. And I remember that the PMB passed that or suggest that to the ED. I don't know if anybody, maybe we should ask, refresh the ED that need to ask the managers to do that, because that already was passed last year. We don't know if really the ED ever talked to the managers or not. We should ask that.
Okay. Anyone else? All right. Well, in the meantime, I have found the motion we passed last year, and it looks like we might want to just adopt it verbatim. I'll read it.
Hang on a second. I need to reopen.
I'm sorry, Michael. I couldn't hear you.
I just said hang on for a second so I can get it.
Oh, well, I can tell you the date.
Yeah. That's all right. No, just read it. That's right.
Okay, yeah. This is the report we submitted to the PMB in June of last year. I wrote that I still have not received, well, this is the summary and the PMB. I still have not received any reply to my emails of February 17th and March 6th. Repasted below on behalf of the PMB Elections Committee, urging you as Interim Executive Director to quickly place ads for a National Election Supervisor as per the bylaw mandated timetable. On April 1st, the PMB Elections Committee adopted the following motion without objection and urged that the motion be added to the agenda of the next PMB conference call. Whereas the bylaws require the NES to be hired on March of election years, or actually it's a typo, it should say in March of election years, and whereas the Pacifica website still has no job opening posted for NES, be it resolved that the EC recommends to the PMB that the PMB direct the IED to post the job opening for the National Election Supervisor forthwith. So, does that seem the wording we want to go with again, or do people want to alter that? I'll send that to the committee now. But from what you have heard, what do you think?
Well, I have a question.
Yes.
Mr. Benito.
Go ahead.
So I think that seems fine to me. I'm wondering, do we want to leave that as is, and then, like, I put forth an idea and Lydia put forth an idea, do we want to make them separate motions?
Yeah, we could do it either way. I think your ideas are good. It's just a question of, well, let me ask the PNB members on this call. Do you think it would work better as separate motions or make it one omnibus motion with all the things that we think the IED needs to do?
This is Lydia.
Yes.
Yeah, I think there should be separate motions. Also, what we have recommended, including what I recommended, at least I can't speak for others. I haven't written out and sent to the committee, so I would like to do that. So take mine out of the 13 until the next meeting, and I'll write it up to the committee.
I'm sorry, Lydia, I couldn't hardly hear what you were saying.
Oh, sorry, I'm driving. So I said I would like to have the portion that I recommended in terms of the evaluation of the general manager to be postponed until the next meeting so that I can craft the motion. But I do think these should be separate motions.
Okay.
I think the one that Bob read, you know, even if it tweaked a little bit, I think it stands on its own. Thank you.
Okay, and let me add a whereas clause. It says, whereas the Elections Committee submitted a suggested draft for such a job posting last, and I'll check, I believe it was last February, submitted a suggested draft for such a job opening to the interim executive director last February. So that it's clear that we're not asking her to do the work of drafting it. If that work is done, it's just a matter of posting it. All right, so is there any further discussion about just this piece about passing a motion asking the IED to appoint, publish a job announcement ASAP?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, hearing no further discussion, let me read it one more time, and then we can vote on it. Whereas the bylaws require the NAS to be hired, I'll spell out what that abbreviation stands for, to be hired in March of election years, and whereas the Pacifica website still has no job opening posted for National Election Supervisor, whereas the Elections Committee submitted a suggested draft for such a job posting to the Interim Executive Director last February, be it resolved that the Elections Committee recommends to the PNB that the PNB direct the IED to post a job opening for National Election Supervisor forthwith. Any amendments or other discussion? Okay, is there any objection to adopting this motion?
Nothing.
Okay, hearing none, then that's adopted. I'll double check before I send this to the PNB. I'll double check the month in which we actually sent the draft to the IED. I believe it was February, but I'll check that and make it correct. Okay, so that's one piece. We did that one piece. Now, let's go back to the question of cleaning up the databases. Now, Lydia just said that her suggestion about, you know, tying performance on this and other election matters to the evaluation of the GMs is something she wants to work on the wording and come back to our next meeting. Is there any other, besides the performance piece of it, is there anything else about database cleanup that we want to do tonight, or do we just want to defer this to our meeting, and presumably, assuming we're going to stick with our meeting in 2 weeks from tonight?
Well, this is Benito.
And this is Bruce.
Okay, Benito and then Bruce.
Well, I would ask, Lydia, were you making that proposal in lieu of mine, Lydia, or how do you think we should deal with it?
No, mine is very specific to the evaluation forms used by the executive director, and I want to work in some pieces about the LSBs and their evaluation of their general managers, so that it's uniform throughout the network, that becomes a piece of the evaluation process.
Okay.
And so that'll take some work. It'll be kind of a multi-piece thing as I started thinking about it after I spoke. So.
Okay, well, in that case, then I would just propose, I move that the Elections Committee urge the PMB to direct the IED to immediately order the general managers to begin the process, or however we want to word it. I don't care about the wording. Y'all can change the wording if you want, but that the IED order the GMs to immediately begin the process of cleaning up those lists, and that they have it completed by X date. I think we need to suggest a date. I don't know what that should be. I don't know what that date should be, but there should be a date in there somewhere.
Okay, well, I did find one motion that we adopted last year, and I believe, and PMB members can correct me, I believe the PMB then adopted it as well. So let me read it. I'm looking at an email I sent to the PNB last July. The Elections Committee recommends that the PNB direct the IED, according to the policy previously adopted by the PNB, that general managers mail each member by the most economical rate available that will produce address corrections by the post office in order to update and clean the list. Members should return information updating 1, email addresses, and 2, postal addresses. The mailing should include a reference to the opt-out feature in a sentence that offers members a choice between balloting and candidate statements on paper or electronically. Now, do any of the PNB members recall that having passed the board? I think it did.
It seems to me it did, but I'd have to go back, and like I said, I'm driving.
Right.
Yeah, Adriana.
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. I remember listening one of the meetings, the PMB meetings, that that motion from the election committee they adopted, and they accepted because they knew that they said they would serve the purpose of for fundraisers too. I mean, yes. I don't remember when that was adopted, but I remember that the PMB approved it. Yes.
Okay. So, go ahead.
Michael, do the stat.
Michael, yes.
Well, I think Bruce is on ahead of me. So.
Oh, sorry about that. Yes, go ahead, Bruce.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm essentially agreeing with the motion that Benito is putting forward here. I think that language that he was... I think he was asking for some help on. I would suggest the section that say to begin the process immediately following the winter fund drive. I'll explain that in a second. And complete by June 30th, 2014. And I just want to say right off is I think Benito is kind of is correct in feeling it. You know, the general managers are essentially directly under the supervision of the executive director. And unless they get a directive from the executive director, I don't think they're necessarily going to take anything seriously on this matter. The other thing is, though, that I do realize I just got an email today indicating that at our station that the February or the winter fund drive is going to start on February 1st. It's coming up pretty soon, and it's going to last 3 weeks. I'll admit, realistically, I don't think they're going to be cleaning up the membership list while the drive is going on. However, if they start immediately afterwards, it is a time when they're going to be going, you know, they're going to be going over the pledges and everything anyway, so they could actually tie everything together and start the cleaning the membership process. And then it does seem that since by at least, you know, by June 30th, like you said before, Bob, you know, that's going to be the cutoff date for people who will be eligible to vote. So the membership lists have to be cleaned up no later than that date. And so the two things, that's the language I'm suggesting, and I'm agreeing that we do need to direct the executive director to direct the general managers, you know, to make sure this is carried out.
Okay.
So, Michael, yes.
Yeah,
so, I mean, the recommendation from the working group actually is that that process should be completed by the end of March, I think. And the reason for that is because then you have to do the comparison of the different stations. Once the NDS is high, the NDS can then make sure that everybody's only in one list at one station. But I think we should actually stick with that, not waiting for June, because I think that they won't do it in March, and then at least that gives us some time to get it correct. If it's only up to do by June, I'm not going to even start until June. So I think we should stick with the timeline that was suggested in the working group report, which is that between January and March, the general manager will supervise the development of the list, and that by the end of March, the general managers will produce a clean, deduped list and submit it to the national office. And I agree that we should use the language from that earlier resolution, because it is connected to the notification. And so doing it all at once, notifying people that they have the option to opt out and giving people's accurate contact information. But I do want to suggest one whereas, which is I think we should begin it by saying whereas the California Corporations Code requires the foundation to maintain a list of its members at its headquarters as the first whereas, because I think that this is not only about the election. You have to know who your members are. The management has to know who's on their staff. It's absurd that, the general manager has no idea, you know, who the volunteer unpaid staff members are at the station, and there's no communication between them. There has to be a mechanism for having a clear idea of who's on the staff, as well as the listeners, and it's a requirement of the law, so I think we should start with that.
Okay. So that's a proposal for a motion, which I'll give you some wording that I'm coming up with in a minute, but
yeah.
That it would have a whereas clause referring to California Corporation Code. Any other comments before we get into specific wording, but about general approach that we should take with this motion? Okay. All right, then let me just fix one thing here, and I'll read it out loud. Well, Michael, why don't you work on that whereas clause? Okay, so we can plug that in.
Yeah, I'm looking for it. Hang on a second.
Bob.
Yes.
Benito, I would just suggest that since we already passed a motion, we already sent it to the PMB, and Adriana has reminded us that the PMB already passed it, then we need to make reference to that.
Yes, that's in my draft.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So what I wrote down for myself is, whereas the California Corporation Code requires that the foundation maintain a current list of its members at its headquarters, and then followed by your language. So.
Okay. All right. Did everyone?
The earlier one, but
did everyone hear? Did anyone not hear what Michael just said about the California Corporation Code? Okay. All right, so that's the whereas, and then after that it would say, oh, wait, no, that's not going to work. Hold on.
We have 1 hour left. It's now 9:30.
Okay. Just give me 30 more seconds and I'll have this for you. Okay, here we go. So, this would be our motion. The Elections Committee wishes to remind the PNB that it passed the following, I better say the PNB so that it is clear, that the PNB passed the following motion in blank, I'll have to look up the month, I believe it was July of 2013, but to our knowledge, no station has yet taken any action to implement it. In order to minimize costs and disruption of the in the 2000 or of the 2014 elections, delegate elections, I'll say, we recommend that the PNB adopt the following motion. And it would start with Michael's, whereas the California Corporations Code requires, blah, 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 and then it would say, whereas the PNB adopted a motion in whatever month it was, 2013, directing general managers to begin engaging in procedures to clean up their station's membership list. Therefore, the PNB, or resolved, that the PNB directs the interim executive director to direct the general managers at all five stations to implement the following process immediately to be concluded no later than March 31st, 2014, in order to prepare for the final deadline of June 15th, 2014, for members to be qualified for the 2014 election, delegate elections. And then, again, just for the record, I'll read what was passed last year so it's fresh in your mind. The EEC recommends that the PNB direct the IED, or actually I'll get rid of that EEC recommends because the PNB adopted this. Okay, once again, the PNB directs the IED according to the policy previously adopted by the PNB, that general managers mail each member by the most economical rate available that will produce address corrections by the post office in order to update and clean the list. Members should return information updating email addresses and postal addresses. The mailing should include a reference to the opt-out feature in a sentence that offers members a choice between balloting and candidate statements on paper or electronically. Okay, is that clear or are there questions? Or if you want, I could send it, and we could come back to it if you want to look at it in writing.
It's clear.
It's clear enough? Okay, well, I have a question. Oh, go ahead, Michael.
I'm just wondering if you want to include that the mailing should also have a financial appeal in it.
Oh, sure. Didn't we write some language about that in another motion? Rings a bell.
I think so, but yeah. If people don't object, I think we just add it. You know,
okay.
You
want to propose? Sure.
Our motion.
Do you want to suggest some language?
The EC recommends to the PMB that the mailing also include an appeal for financial donations for the election process.
Well, why don't we? I'm not optimistic that an appeal narrowly construed around the election process
is going to
work.
Pick that up.
So yeah, I think How about, remember, this is, I've phrased this in the terms of a motion that we're recommending the PNB adopt. So rather than the EC recommends, just the PNB also recommends that each station's mailing to its members include a fundraising appeal.
Sure.
All right. Anything else, Michael, or anyone? Well, I wanted to go back to the question of the offering a reference to the opt-out feature, you know, between the paper versus the electronic for the voting. Now, let's say, you know, we asked this to be done by March 31st. So let's say, you know, all five stations comply and they mail it before the end of March. And, you know, some people write back that they're opting out. But then what happens to the people who join after March 31st? And then there would need to, wouldn't there need to be a second mailing just to them to ask them if they opt out? Because everyone needs to have the chance to opt out if they want. What does anyone think about that?
A different question, Bob. Bob, this is Benito.
Yes.
So we are we saying that, and maybe I missed it, that people, whoever wants to opt out, has to do it by X date?
Well, ultimately, there will be a deadline. We're not specifying what that deadline would be. I think that would be up to the National Election Supervisor. But, you know, it'll probably, I mean, the bylaws say that ballots should be mailed August 15th. So at some point, not, you know, August 14th, obviously, but at some point before August 15th, there needs to be a cutoff to request to opt out. We don't need to, I don't think we need to settle that question tonight in January, but I don't know if we want to make a reference to the fact that, or just leave it for later in the year, that this process will have to be done again for any new members that are post the cleanup mailing.
So this is the process, right now we're dealing with the process that should be completed by March 30th. You're just saying that we need to do this again during the summertime, maybe sometime.
Yeah, but not for the whole list.
Yeah, right.
Just the whole list.
Okay.
I mean, does anyone else? I mean, I would be fine with leaving it off for now. I just want us to think it through that what we're saying is there will be a second, much smaller mailing for the new members later. Is that? Does anyone else have a different thought?
I think that's probably correct. I would just assume leave it off because I think it makes the motion, you know, unnecessarily complicated.
Well, that's fine. Yeah. No, I'm not arguing to put it in, but I was asking if my thinking is correct about the steps, even though we're not going to say them here. But is that, in fact, what we're de facto advocating? Michael?
Yeah, I think we would probably, you know, would be safe to assume that they should do the mailing just to avoid any problems.
Okay.
But, you know, I think if we have a clean list as of March 31st, then that makes it a lot more possible to identify who joined since then and just get it on to them.
Benito says, thank you.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just going to ask a question. I'm not advocating anything. But would we, don't we want to alert the PNB that X has to happen, that a second mailing has to go out so that they can see that we've thought this through? And nobody can come back, because nobody can come back and say, well, I'm going to vote against this motion because it doesn't include X.
Okay, who would like to address that? Michael, you were the one who argued against putting it in this motion, so do you want to answer Benito?
I guess I don't object to that. I think it's been made clear that we're talking only about a minimal mailing to the people who join between March 31st and whatever the date is.
I mean, it occurs to me, Benito, that point could be addressed orally by the person presenting this to the PND, and they could say, you know, we recognize that assuming these mailings are done in March, that there will be new members between March and the final cutoff, which is June 15th to June 30th, or June or July 1st, and that those people, those new members as well, will have to be offered the opt-out. But that right now we're focusing on the immediate needs, and you know we can certainly work with the IED to remind her that this later round of smaller mailings needs to happen. So I think probably Michael's instincts sound right to me, that the less complicated the motion, the more likely it'll get implemented.
Okay. So.
All right. Now, one other thing I realized we didn't put in the motion last summer that I think we should put in now is that when we use the word member, a lot of managers and just people in general, even board members, sometimes mistakenly think member means listener member only. And so to correct that, I've added this wording. So the resolve clause would read as follows. Resolve, the PNB directs the IED to direct the general managers at all five stations to implement the following process immediately, and here's the new phrase, for both its listener members, for both its lists of...
When do you see both classes of members?
Okay. For the two classes of members, listeners and paid and unpaid staff, to be concluded no later than March 31st, 2014, et cetera, et cetera. Does that work? Implement the following process immediately for the two classes of station members, listeners, and paid and unpaid staff.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So does anyone need anything read back, or are we ready to vote? And the final sentence we added was, the PNB also recommends that each station's mailing to its members include a fundraising appeal. All right. So is there any objection to this motion? Okay, hearing none, then it's adopted, subject to Michael's wording about the California Corporations Code and my checking the date on which we passed this earlier, or rather on which the PNB passed this earlier motion last summer. Excuse me. So once those pieces are plugged in, I'll send it out to everyone, and then tomorrow send it to the PNB. Okay, good. So we got those two pieces in place, the putting out the job announcement and moving forward on the station cleanup. So let me put it back to the working group. Does anyone think there are any other motions we should adopt related to your recommendations tonight?
Well, I think the other piece is the cost cutting. The response to the motion, to the report when we first put it out, the main negative response came from Hank Lamb, who kept insisting that, you know, it was financially impossible to conduct the election. So I think that you know, some reference to that it might assist in getting it through the PNB also. I'm not sure. You know, I mean, I think we should forward the entire working group report, actually, not as a motion, but just FYI, to the PNB so they're aware that we're thinking about cost cutting. At some point, I would like to discuss the question about, limiting the responsibilities and therefore the pay of the LES.
Okay, well, but before we get to that particular issue, what was the, I wasn't quite clear, Michael, what was the issue that you think we should remind the PNB about? That I certainly agree we should send the entire report to them, but there was something specific you just said?
The only cross-cutting thing in the report was the thing about trying to find, local nonprofits that might assist in fulfilling the responsibilities of the LES at lower
cost. Right. Okay.
But,
so